At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right, we are live. You are listening to the Shepherd Down Bella Show. Don't forget to support the show. It's supported only by the listeners. I don't get paid by YouTube or large corporate interests, and I need to keep all the bills paid, bringing you all these fascinating topics that you love so much. I'm going to get into a bunch of news, and then we're going to jump into this Michelle Obama and Barack Obama news that everyone wants to hear about. Apparently, the couple have split up. They've been seen in separate locations. And Michelle, or Big Mike, is now doing his own podcast. And it is getting rave reviews in the comments section, of course. And we will be going over that. You are not going to believe what one of the first subjects she talked about is. And it relates to all of the Pizzagate conspiracy. Or should I say, reality. Maybe Michelle's dropping us some hints or some kind of coded messages. We're going to take a look and do a deep dive into this. But first, Tesla reported zero federal income tax on $2 billion of U.S. income in 2024. That's right. The CIA front face Elon Musk and his company Tesla, the most valuable automaker in the world, valued at over $1 trillion, did not pay any federal income tax last year. Tesla's annual financial report released this morning shows the company enjoyed a whopping $2.3 billion of U.S. income. That's $2.3 billion of U.S. income in 2024, on which it reports precisely zero in federal income tax. Now, over the past 3 years, the Elon Musk-led company reports $10.8 billion of U.S. income. And it has paid $48 million in tax, according to claims on ITEP. So we will be going through this in detail. Apparently the show is being targeted right now. But okay, so we will be going through this in detail. There was some guy outside revving his motor, like, right into the microphone. It was funny. So, all right. So, top IRS lawyer pushed aside as Doge seeks records and 20% staff cuts in the Internal Revenue Service. Of course, a lot of people think the Internal Revenue Service is a worthless organization, and has been robbing the people for some time due to the fact that income taxes are only accepted as a donation, but they fail to tell the American people that, but it's written right into their tax code. People can find that. I think it might be in section 601, subsection 602, something like that. Can't remember offhand. Now, the Trump administration on Thursday removed the IRS's top lawyer. That's right. It rolled out plans to downsize nearly 20% of the agency's staff. And this is as Elon Musk is seeking access to sensitive taxpayer records. That's right. He wants to run AI through all your tax information so that they can get every last penny that they don't even print anymore or mint. Now, we'll have to see where this all heads. They say they want to get into that IRS system, but this is amid gold hitting record all-time highs. And they're saying this is because of Trump's latest tariffs. But ladies and gentlemen, this could be because Planet X is inbound and the elites know what is coming. They have already been caught moving gold supplies around. Now, the Bank of England caught, of course, with fibrous gold bars inside fake gold. They've reported to move their stockpile to New York because it was not in the Bank of England. And people questioning if the Federal Reserve even has a reserve at all. Get a drink of my coffee. All right. Let's see. So yeah, gold at a record high. All right. Warren Buffett's latest move sends ominous warning about state of housing market. This is out of the Daily Mail. Now, if this doesn't make you curl up in a ball and want to die, then nothing will. But Warren Buffett is likely selling his real estate empire. That's right, because he pretty much knows that the entire American economy is going to collapse. Now, the Daily Mail reports that the real estate market has been on the skids in recent years. Brokerage companies have attempted to consolidate as home sales remain very low. That means zero home sales, basically. And things are going to get worse because as soon as they can get people to not pay on their payments and not pay on their property taxes, BlackRock will come in. At the aid of Donald Trump, obviously, of course, like with the Panama Canal deal, and BlackRock will snatch up every last American's home. And that is the plan. No, really, it's in their documents. I am not joking. It sounds like a joke because I'm saying it like this, but really, it's reality. Warren Buffett is a 94-year-old investment icon known for his name Oracle of Omaha, as he appears to be stepping back from the real estate game, knowing what's coming. He's also heavily invested in gold, I believe I heard. And Americans and people in the Americas in general are going to witness a rare blood moon. That's right. During a total lunar eclipse. But don't let that fool you. We have to look out and remain observant for a planetary body like Planet X that they're trying to cover up during times like this. So keep an eye out. Keep your cameras ready because you don't know what they're lying about. But this celestial event, they claim, will be observable by the naked eye and will have more than an hour of totality and can be seen in parts of Western Europe and Africa, as well as New Zealand, but mostly in the Americas. And according to NASA, the eclipse is also called a blood moon, and it's due to the reddish-orange color the moon can become during totality. This is a rare one. It's going to be an hour totality, so be looking for that. I guess a serial killer ate victims at a state-approved Columbia hair care home. This budding serial killer was placed in a state-approved Columbia mental health residential care home when he cannibalized two people he killed over the span of 5 months. You can find this on MSN News. The gruesome news was mentioned in a lawsuit. And the South Carolina Department of Mental Health whose employees allegedly urged the family to put a 22-year-old in a Harper Street Group home. Of course, then he ate several people in the home, which really is nothing different than any of you guys are doing when you go to McDonald's. So I don't think we should pass blame on him. Michelle Obama is also known as Big Mike, has been seen separated from her husband Barack Obama lately and has been off doing her own podcast. That's right, she's got 22,700 subscribers on YouTube. Her latest video, published 8 hours ago, has garnered 2,825 comments, in which we will go through. But if you remember the Pizzagate fiasco going on and the whole White House hot dog and pizza party thing, they spent $60,000, the Obamas, on a pizza party, pizza and hot dogs, and James Alifantis went to the White House, and everyone knew what was going on, right? Well, now, either in an attempt to gain followers, a coded message, or she's just admitting the absolute truth, Michelle Obama has come out on her podcast to what? Only talk about hot dogs? Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Michelle Obama's podcast.
In my opinion.
What?
That's her brother.
A hot dog is not a sandwich.
She does this with her brother.
And people have been trying to convince me.
It's just a hot dog.
It's a hot dog.
It's its own category.
Is
a hamburger a sandwich?
A hamburger can be a sandwich. Yes.
Well, why can't a hot? Well, what makes it? It's the shape of the hot dog.
You have two pieces of bread and some kind of thing in the middle.
That's a hot dog.
A hot dog only has one piece of bread.
If the bun splits,
then it's no longer a hot dog.
That doesn't make it not a hot dog. Because the bun, how often does the bun split?
Rarely.
And in the packet of hot dogs, they're designed to split.
No, they're designed to split on one side. They're not designed to split.
I totally disagree.
If a bun splits apart, tell me this. If a bun splits apart, you pull it out.
Guys, please
get another bun, or do you use that bun?
Well, in our household, you don't throw out the bun end. I don't know what. Now, maybe nowadays, little Mr. Fancy Pants. But in our household, Marion Fraser Robinson, you kept the broken bun, and you had a hot dog sandwich.
You're going to prove my point, because if the hot dog bun broke, we would use a slice of white bread.
Oh, now they're going to use a slice of white bread. This is all code, by the way. I mean, this is weird. Who talks about this shit on their podcast?
Because it is not a sandwich.
It's not a sandwich. God, it's so bizarre.
Stretching. But, you know, it's your opinion.
It's my opinion.
So here's one.
Okay.
In my opinion, beets are B-E-E-T-S.
We know what you're talking about.
Are a deeply divisive root vegetable and should be placed on menus.
Oh, hell no, bitches. Oh, hell no. Beets, those are nasty. That's wrong. They can't place beets on the... Now, I'm going to read some comments. My comment is the latest comment on there. It says a hot dog is code like pizza. And you people are sick bastards. Hashtag Pizzagate is real. Now, of course, Big Mike, if you look at her side profile, she's sitting at a table sideways, not looking at the camera. Of course, they're ignoring the camera. A real podcast would maybe look at the camera. They just face sideways and bypass the listeners. But you can see Michelle Obama's top half looks somewhat frail. She's got Big Mike. It's got his shoulders rolled inward to appear more feminine, and super long fingers, like way longer than any basketball players I've ever seen, but looks somewhat feminine on the upper half. And then you see her legs under the table, and she looks like an Egyptian warlord, like the god Anubis or something, like massive lower section and legs. And we can, of course, tell that's the structure that everyone has been accustomed to knowing now as Big Mike. And I'm gonna read some of these comments. So a lot of people saying like, Jesse Bomb 5336, Jesse Bomb 5336 says, keeping the comments open takes a lot of balls. This one says, how did this just come out 4 hours ago? I held nearly 4K views, but 25K likes. I too came for the comment section. Ask your.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Chef, oh wait, it does take balls though to leave the comments open. Fair is fair. It took massive balls to do this podcast. Are $65,000 of hot dogs flown into the White House from Chicago sandwiches? You know, so a lot of people get that this is connected to Pizzagate. These are bizarre references. I clicked so fast when I seen the topic of beets and hot dogs. This was bad, they said. Hot dogs, eh? Both have them. oh, man. Yeah. So that is what's going on there with Big Mike. And then she's talking about beets and all this stuff. It's a little bit bizarre. I don't really know what to fully make of it. Now, in America, they're putting herpes in all your food to give hepatitis to every last American. So don't be buying any more food at Walmart. Great Value brand food has herpes in it now. If y'all are dining on that. You probably
recall to tell you about several brands of frozen strawberries, mixed fruits, and smoothie blends have been linked to an outbreak of hepatitis A, making at least 9 people sick. The recalled products were sold in dozens of states at Walmart, Costco, and HEB stores under the brand names Great Value and Raider Farms. Customers are urged to check their freezers and either throw out the products or return them to the store for a refund.
Products sold at major retailers throughout.
Now, how does that happen? Is that because it has ground up human on it and the blood gets all over and it's hepatitis laced? I mean, how do you get hepatitis in all the food? That's very bizarre, right? So obviously it's a plan to give every last American hepatitis. I mean, this is what they're going for. This is the new look of America. And then they throw it right in our face and they say, you slaves, you have hepatitis. You've been eating these strawberries. I don't know. Crazy, though. Guys, this is a weird world, unfortunately, and it's getting a lot weirder. Please support the show if you can. Make a pledge. Help keep everything going. I got to keep bills paid. I definitely cannot afford to pay them. I'm just praying some good people come through with some money. If you do, I appreciate it. Also, I appreciate everyone who's contributed to the show in the past, obviously, helping to keep the good word going because we are doing God's work over here, people. I think we are, though, really, like if you think about it. I was watching Timcast and he's talking about how he's making $20 million and he spends it all on security because everyone wants to kill him. And surely these people aren't pushing real news. You know, they're all pushing the same agendas. I don't know. Things are getting weird, that's for sure. I think that another mud flood could be coming from this plan, and I think we're going to see the poll shifting. I think that there's movement going on, and we got to keep an eye. We got to look up. They don't want you to look up. They even made a movie about it. And that's the thing, guys. Get my book, Hidden Access Forces Beyond the Visible World. The links are in the description. Get it on Amazon Books, Barnes & Noble, or your favorite book retailer. Just get it. You will love it. It's $5 on Amazon. We got Kevin Warren joining us right here, coming through on the Skype, which is going to be ended here pretty soon. They're doing away with Skype. Kevin, they're trying to do away with Skype so we can't do the show anymore. New World Order really coming down. Michelle Obama's got these hot dogs out. What do you think?
Dude, it is off the chain with this stupid shit. Like, if you look at her brother looks like he could almost be the female and not the male.
Yep. Then, I thought the same thing. I'm thinking, like, are you shitting me right now? The brother looks like a gay Dr. Dre, basically.
I was just telling my wife, because she came out to the man cave, and she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, we're talking about Pizzagate out here and how Michelle Obama hasn't been seen with Barack Obama in months, and he's out attending basketball games all by himself, right?
Yep.
Then we got the Blood Moon, which starts tonight and goes, I think the totality is like 2 o'clock, 2:13 my time, which is central time, but it's starting tonight. And the last time, mm-hmm. Something big happened in the last Blood Moon we had. So there's people like, oh, what's getting ready to happen? Well, something's going to happen because they always do this shit at certain times, you know? I didn't see the morning show you did. Did you talk about the airplane that fell out of the sky again?
No, I mostly just talked about only like the Maui stuff, which was weird because they got all these. I really think they had missing children there. I even asked AI if there was missing children, and AI said it's highly likely that they've lied to us and that there's definitely something going on, like the numbers aren't adding up.
Yeah, like back when it happened, we showed how they had all the school buses and then there's no kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, and those school buses were headed like one direction. Some people said they never saw the school buses again. I mean, just weird. Weird. You know,
property in Hawaii, that was a speculation that they took them to Oprah's place.
See, I think Oprah probably has like human hunting parties. Like when I picture Oprah, I picture her house is connected to a bunch of a vast underground network and like warehouses that are underground and stuff. And they bring in like hundreds of kids and just like cook them up, have human hunting parties, turn them loose on private islands nearby for the elites to hunt and shit like that.
It sounds so bizarre that. But then you go back to like Pinocchio and I take the kids to the island and then Epstein and it's almost like.
Well, and Oprah has ties to Epstein and she went down with Harvey Weinstein all the way, you know.
They're all tied into this shit. Meanwhile, everybody is waiting for their free money from Trump. You know what I mean? There are so many distractions right now. It ain't funny, dude.
My book has a 5-star rating on Amazon Books, guys. Buy it. The link's in the description.
The Ukraine shit is still going on. 1 minute you'll hear that Zelensky's ready to make peace, and then he's like, well, I know Russia won't do it. Like,
they had Putin all dressed up in a military outfit saying he's ready for this shit because he's dressed up now.
Right, because he knows that we're on his side now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like what has always been said, we're just funneling money over there. Who knows where it's going? It's not going. Like with all the money
that remember that, Trump had a server that was talking with the Russians. Did you know about this?
Yeah. You remember every war that we've ever had, we've had journalists on the ground showing you what's going on. Where are all the journalists? Show us all this shit. What do we see? Videos on Twitter of a bomb being dropped. Russia dropped a bomb on K. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where are the journalists out there showing you this fighting going on? Because it's always happened. But it's not happening with this war.
Yeah, pretty crazy, dude. I don't know. Things are dwindling quick in the United States. Like as a whole, just like the whole nation's just, it's just shit, dude. It's too expensive. It's garbage. They build shit out. They build cheap shit.
They were saying gas prices have went down. I've seen them go up in the last 2 weeks. How about that?
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on too. Like lies. They're trying to say this is down and that's down and it's not. I just think it's going to get worse from here. Obviously, in my opinion, this planet's moving in. My book talks about it. But it just seems like now we're really in a downward spiral, in the United States in general.
I told you about the mud rain that we had here, right?
Yeah. What do you think it could have been? My mom said... She was thinking it because I told her about it. She was thinking it could have been from some storm or something. And I was saying, shit, it's probably that red iron oxide dust from Nibiru.
Well, when it happened, I didn't think nothing of it because I was at work. And I just thought that maybe the parking lot, it sprinkled a little bit. And I had to start all of my truck. Then I see people reporting it what's going on, and then the meteorologist tries to tell you it's from a dirt storm in Texas, and that's why all this, when it rained, it was actually raining mud on your car. If you don't know what I'm talking about in the chat, go look up mud rain. It rained, but your car didn't have water on it. It had dirt.
That's a trip, dude. I don't know. What do you think's coming down the pipe now? What do you think the next big burger is?
They're still pushing all the fear about, I think they're leading up to, another attempt on Trump. That's got to happen. That's got to happen. For sure.
Yeah, a lot of people predicting that... the Iranians want to still go after him, but he also said he vowed he'll go after anyone that attempts to take him out.
Why isn't he brought out all the files yet? All these pipe dreams that everybody keeps holding on to. Kind of like when he was president the first time, lock her up. He never locked up nobody. He's the one that got locked up.
Elon Musk's Tesla paid zero federal tax, even though it made billions.
Okay, well, do you think that's by chance? No, I don't think it is.
No, it's like a CIA front company or something. You know what I'm saying?
Was it yesterday that Trump was buying a Tesla and they had the whole photo op of cars out in front of the White House for him to pick? He supposedly picked one for his niece. But I'm just saying, Donald Trump's never drove a car in his life. Why would he buy a car? You know what I mean? Think about what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
Don't he already have a Tesla if he loves Elon so much? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Those Cybertrucks are weak. They're ripping the bumpers off of them and shit.
Have you ever seen Whistling Diesel? That channel, that dude has all that money and shit?
Uh-uh.
Look up Whistling Diesel. He's a dude that's got a lot of money, and he's made a big career on YouTube and shit. But he had a Tesla truck, and he just showed how you can destroy it jumping like 2 foot off the ground. And you just got to watch. If you don't know that channel, it's a killer channel to watch because the dude's nuts. Go buy like a brand new Ferrari and take it down gravel roads as fast and drive it.
Oh, that shit. That's crazy. That'd be pretty fun, probably.
Oh, it's a good channel, Chef. If you've never seen it, go check him out.
Yeah, I'll check that out. Shit, I guess I'm gonna jump out of here. I'll be back in the morning. Anything else that I should talk about real quick, or we should mention?
Well, we got the basketball tournament. We're in March Madness, so it's getting ready to get mad, my boy. Summer is upon us, and let the riots begin.
The summer of rage. A lot of people predicting things will get crazy. Guys, support the show. Thanks so much. KevinMoring73. Follow him on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. All the links are below. Get my book. It's 5-star rated on Amazon Books.
On the edge of your seat, stop biting and sit back, strap in, and enjoy the ride. You're listening to the Shepherd and Bella Show.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.